Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I see where James Cook has returned to Bills practice amid a contract dispute. Fully participating. You compare that with Cam, who's already collected nearly all the money the Steelers owe him this season and isn't working. A little bit of a contrast there. Let's talk to Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. And I have a lot of questions for Brian today on the last day of Steelers camp. Is he there, Limits? You getting him? Okay. We're efforting him right now. So camp. The big story, I guess this is the big story of camp. Previous to this, I would have said that it's been mostly a feel-good camp for the Steelers. Maybe optimism raging out of control a little bit, but nevertheless, a feel-good camp. Like Aaron Rodgers has been pretty good in practice from everything we've heard, has been a very delightful person to deal with. For teammates and media and everybody else, it felt like this all had a very feel-good vibe. And now suddenly there's this issue of maybe your best player, certainly one of your best couple, threatening to sit out actual games. Brian Batko, is he not joining us by video? What a loss for everybody at home.
I know. No one can see the mongoose. That was the issue we ran into at first.
The Batconian Mongoose, live but not in color here because he's not on the screen. All right, Brian. Is this the first sort of bad vibe moment of this camp? And how do you think the Cam Hayward situation resolves?
Yeah, I guess this is sort of it's ironic because I remember on report day, TJ Watt standing up there at the podium in the media room, and there was this general sense of, yeah, it's good that we got this out of the way, so now we don't have a looming contract dispute to cause any drama or distractions. And little did we know, I guess simmering, percolating since late February, there was one with Cam Hayward, who went on approximately 8 million shows and podcasts this offseason and never once hinted at any discontent.
I know. That's the thing that got me, is that Cam is a very friendly, gregarious, outspoken sort, but he wanted to do this in secret, and it would seem, well, I guess now it seems obvious why, because of the reaction he got last year. He knew no matter what, this was going to get ugly if it got out, and I think the Steelers leaked it. Why would Cam leak it? Do you agree with that, Brian?
I don't agree with you on that, Joe, no. Why would the Steelers leak it? I think that brings undue drama for them, that they also don't want people on the outside thinking that there's bitterness and a headache lingering with their longest tenured player.
But they also want to have a hand up in negotiations and look like the good guy here. You think Cam leaked this? To what end?
Because he wasn't happy with the speed of the negotiations or the tone and tenor of the negotiations, I suppose. I mean, that's one thing that I'm still fuzzy on. And
how has that worked out for him now that it's public?
Well, it hasn't, but it at least not in the court of public opinion. But, you know, we go back to, I'll bring up TJ again, Joe. You know, we asked him on report day about, hey, the peace sign cryptic post thing, did that actually shake anything loose for you? And he kind of like wryly smiled and was like, well, I guess we'll never know. But sometimes, you know, things can speed up when stuff gets out there. So I think that's probably the most logical answer for why this got out. I'm more curious as to why now and the timing, because he did practice the first day of camp and it wasn't in pads. So it's inherently less injury risk there. But then he just woke up one day and said, okay, now it's July 25th and this was my deadline for us to make some progress on these talks. That's what I don't get.
Here's what I don't get too, is it seems a very easy fix here. Like there's a non-guaranteed bonus next year that they can just take from and give him a little sweetener this year like they did with Antonio Brown a couple times. What am I missing here? Why isn't this an easy fix?
I would think that from the team perspective, they never want anything to seem easy for the player and the agent. You know what I mean? You never want to feel like you're getting strong-armed or bullied into anything. Even if you are going to bed every night as Omar Khan thinking, yeah, we're going to make TJ Watt the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, but we've got to get some give back. We've got to, you know, not just get walked all over. I think it, in the other layer here that, of course, has been brought up by you and everybody else discussing both of these guys is once you hit 30, it's not as easy to do. I think the easiest thing to do probably in NFL negotiating circles between team and representation is something like Micah Parsons. He's, what, 26? He's one of the best players at his position in the league. Yeah, you're going to give him an insane amount of money. I mean, that's just a no-brainer, just like it was with TJ the first time around. But once you get up in age and you have dealt with some injuries, then it becomes a little thornier for everybody. And, you know, this isn't breaking news. We've seen the Steelers go through this with copious amounts of even the franchise legends who have passed through here, some of which played with Cam and mentored Cam early on, for what it's worth.
So what's to stop it? And I think, again, in a vacuum, this is fine, that a guy had a good year for the most part and wants a little more money, and they're not going to give him a brand new contract. They're just going to, you know, dump a little syrup on the one he already has and sweeten it up a little. But also you have Boswell. You have TJ getting whatever he wanted. So let's say next year that DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey, Alex Highsmith, Pat Freiermuth, Patrick Queen, Boswell again, Hayward again, Broderick Jones, they all have great years. Is everybody, are they going to go marching en masse into Art's office demanding more money?
Yeah, I mean, I guess first of all, I don't know that we can confidently say TJ got whatever he wanted. I think we all thought he'd get more term on that deal. So maybe the Steelers did get a little bit of a win on that compromise-wise. But, yeah, guaranteed money for him was really good and reset the market and all of that. So, yeah, it was a PR win for the player. And, you know, even this time last year when the Steelers finally, I guess people at the time probably used the word caved to Cam, it was a PR win for Cam going into the last year of his contract. But once we really started looking at the structure of the deal, yeah, a lot of us were saying, this is a pretty easy out for the Steelers if he falls off a cliff and gets hurt again and doesn't rebound. So, you know, he's kind of trying to have his cake and eat it too a little bit. And to answer your question there, Joe, I think the reason why it'll work for him and what the Steelers would tell you and why it's not going to be that slippery slope that you allude to is Cam's not just any player. He's not just one of these guys. He's the longest tenured Steeler. He's a potential future Hall of Famer. He's a Walter Payton Man of the Year winner. You do different things for guys like him and TJ and way back when Ben and AB than you would for just anybody asking. And when you get into the Boswell weeds, I suppose you can make that same case for him as a kicker. I pulled up when this all first started last week, Joe, I pulled up overthecap.com, which is my preferred NFL salary tracking database. And I just sort of looked position by position, ranking highest annual average value. And other than Patrick Mahomes, who has, you know, been passed up by a lot of players who are worse than Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, Cam and Boswell probably are two of the biggest outliers. And I think that's what they're getting at here.
Yeah, well, I guess the counter to that is some years it works for you, some years it works for the team, like a couple of years ago when he was hurt and ineffective.
When you're 36, you know that you're getting to the end, and you're not getting these guys who are like Zach Allen and Zach Sealer who are cashing in on their first massive deals. I mean, that's part of growing old, and I think that's why Cam resents that so much.
Brian, why do you think the church bells are going off right now at 11:20? Is this to announce a new Cam Hayward deal, like the smoke comes out when a new Pope is announced?
Could be.
That's a great question. I am on campus here at bucolic St. Vincent College, where it is serene and quiet at the moment. And yes, there's a steeple. And yes, those bells were really nice. Or it was Hell's Bells because they're trading him to the Browns. I don't know, city limits.
So let me get this straight, Brian, because it sounds like, and I am to a degree on Cam's side, at least for the sweetener, but it sounds like you're on his side. Would you be on his side if he's asking for a brand new deal to become one of the two or three highest paid defensive linemen in football? Or where do you draw the line?
Because then I think you are starting to get into that gray area that you mentioned of like, okay, are you going to renegotiate contracts with 12 guys every offseason because they exceeded expectations or they played better than what you thought they would or what you're paying them to be? No. And I guess in Cam's defense, he's not asking for that. He just, you know, wants a little something, you know, for the effort, kind of like Bill Murray with the Dalai Lama and Caddyshack. So that, I think, is where this is eventually going to land. And I think the bigger question, and I was listening to you a little bit on the drive up, and I think this is sort of where it gets interesting, just from a big picture legacy standpoint, is it worth, I don't want to use the word tarnishing his legacy yet, but maybe weakening it or lessening it a little bit, because people are going to look back and say, yeah, Cam was awesome. He was a great representative. He did so much for the community. I've made the point, I think he's probably the best Pittsburgh-born Steeler of all time, unless you want to go back and crunch the Jack Butler tape. But is it worth it? Like, he became
Hall
a cranky old man at the end. Is that what people are going to say? And is that worth it? I guess at some point, the people who advise him and who are part of his inner circle, you know, his family, his friends, his agent, at some point he decided, yes, it is worth it for me to make this ask, and I don't really care what the fans think.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's come to that conclusion. I think a lot of it'll have to do with how it goes on the field from here on out. I mean, there's always going to be a but with him and TJ Watt. And it's going to be, they're all-time great Steelers, but they didn't do what the guys before them did. In fact, TJ never won a playoff game, or Cam went 1-10 or 1-12 in the playoffs. And there's going to be that until they change it on the field. And we've reached a flashpoint of intense fan resentment of this Steelers defense that's being only emboldened and broiled and lit fire to with this crap coming out of camp, that we have a chance to be one of the greatest defenses of all time. What are they doing?
I think there's a faction that are hitting that boiling point that you speak of, but I think there's just as many who are, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid and this is going to be great. And we're going to go 13-4 and win the AFC North and we're Super Bowl contenders. So I'm not going to tell people how to feel. It's August in the NFL. Hope springs eternal.
Me neither.
Season.
They can feel whatever they want, but I would caution the internal talk that's coming out of that locker room and off the practice fields, I think is embarrassing for a defense that basically quit in the game last year in the playoff game. I mean, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, for any team, I mean, you've got a certain level of confidence that you want to have. But yes, it also gets old sometimes when that's the other side of the coin. It's August. Nothing has been lined up and played just yet. So kind of scale it back. Like even the Eagles, I think Jordan Mailata, their amazing left tackle, said, we're not the defending champs. We're not defending anything. That season's over. It means nothing. We start from ground zero.
Yeah.
We're starting from scratch. So that's the mentality that anybody should have, really. I guess if you want to be kind of the critic here, it would be, hey, you know, Juan Thornhill, everybody on the Joey Porter Jr., everybody who's Deshaun Elliott, just say, we've done nothing. We've done nothing on defense. We have to prove everything.
And that's the tack I would have taken if I was Hayward, Watt, and Mike Tomlin. I would have taken that tack on day one.
Yeah, and in Cam's defense, he's usually the one who does sort of humble people that way and bring it back down to earth. So, yeah, this is, too, I think, one of the other layers that is complicating this and is losing him some ground with fans is some of his own doing when he's really been on the soapbox about the biggest thing I want to accomplish in my career is hoisting a Lombardi trophy. And that's all I really care about at this point. I have so much more to accomplish because I don't want to be one of these greats who comes back and doesn't win a Super Bowl. So I know business always does play a role, but yeah, I mean, he's said all of these things. And again, I think it comes down to, he does want to have it both ways if he can. I thought it was interesting his brother tweeted something, not his brother that's on the team, his other brother tweeted earlier that wait till people find out who is supporting this. But I think that's probably Mike Tomlin, right? I'm sure he's on his side. He usually takes the player's side. It's Omar Khan's job to be the bad cop in these negotiations.
Huh. I didn't see that tweet. Let me just get one thing straight, Brian, from what you said earlier. Was that was it an educated opinion of yours? You seem to say you think that Hayward and Boswell's agents leaked the story to Schefter pretty close to one another. Is that what you're saying here?
Yeah, if I had to guess, I think that's why this got out all of a sudden last week, because I thought it was interesting that the report from Schefter was basically like, yeah, both guys were keeping this quiet, well, until now. So, I mean, with neither guy, and I know this has been brought up by many people who cover the team, like, we didn't think anything of it when 36-year-old Cam Hayward or, you know, aloof, siloed off kicker Chris Boswell aren't fully participating in practice. That's just kind of how they are.
Right.
But I guess at some point, at least in Cam's case first, it was like, hey, why is no one noticing this? Why is no one asking about this? Which, again, he's got 8 million avenues, including his own podcast, and he has all of our numbers if he wants. He could have gotten the word out there earlier. But I don't know where the inflection point came that he decided enough was enough.
But that's still just you deducing that. That's not you reporting that, correct?
No, I don't know who leaked it or why this got out. But I'll say this much, Joe, and I don't think it's a difficult deduction to make. When he did get up there in front of the mics yesterday, he didn't take the angle of, hey, guys, why are you asking? What are you looking at me for? I don't know how this got out. No, he didn't try to play that.
Interesting. I like that. Brian Batko, the highly compensated Batconian. Have you gone to the Post-Gazette for more money based on your camp reporting, Brian?
I have not, no.
I think you should. You've been outstanding in this camp so far. You can read all his stuff at postgazette.com. Other than this, what's the story of this training camp as we hit the final day?
I mean, I guess you kind of have to say it's Aaron Rodgers, right? You know, I'm always curious to see what he's doing each and every day. I think the rapport with DK Metcalf continues to build. Man, does he look to him a lot. And I don't know if that's because he trusts him the most or if he's really trying to get on the same page, or if he's just always open like he was when he cooked James Pierre off the line yesterday. But yeah, I think watching that entire experience from the off the field stuff to the on the field stuff is something that is going to be one and done in Latrobe, and one that we've all been fixated on for the right reasons.
Brian, let's talk about some competitions here and about actual things happening on the field. Give me a couple guys whose stock really rose in this camp and a couple whose stock fell.
Okay, a couple whose stock has risen. Let's go with, first of all, Scotty Miller. Hmm. I mean, I think he's 28. He was an afterthought last season. He's a journeyman, essentially, even though he's only played for two teams. Can you be a journeyman? He's played for three teams. Excuse me. He's definitely a journeyman. But he just makes plays every day. He just seems to get his feet down. He has an innate awareness of where he is on the field and seems like the kind of guy that Aaron Rodgers is going to have confidence in to run crisp, clean routes and be where he needs him to be if he wants to uncork a no-look pass to the red line.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
RIP Mike Williams, NFL career. stock down, I would say DeMarvin Leal. I thought he was a fringe guy coming in. They really haven't tried to lean into his versatility, which was always going to be like the good or the bad thing for him. When you're a tweener, is it the more you can do or is it you don't have a position where you can help? And unfortunately for him, I think it's trending toward the latter. So that would be my primary stock up and stock down there, I think.
Will Aaron Rodgers play in a preseason game? I'm sure he's going to get plenty of snaps in the controlled scrimmage, but will he play in a game?
I don't think so. I don't think he will. I mean, that's what Mike Tomlin made it sound like with Steelers.com over the weekend. And, you know, even Aaron Rodgers said last week, I think, like, oh, I'll do whatever Mike wants me to do, but I have to assume that 41, he didn't play in any of them last year. And then he kind of did the old, like, yeah, you know, I'll do whatever Mike wants me to do, but I think you get more out of the joint practice in the preseason. So he sort of set his piece.
All right. Well, now the four quarterback thing. I mean, I guess the logical outcome here, even though Skylar Thompson played great, is to have Rodgers, Rudolph, and Howard as your three quarterbacks, and then if you could possibly, if someone's desperate enough to make a trade, but probably just wind up cutting Skylar Thompson. Is that the way this plays out?
Probably, yeah. You know, I think he did play well, take nothing away from him, but, you know, he's somebody who's played in, what, 10 to 12 regular season and even a playoff game. So I would hope he can, you know, throw darts against a bunch of soon-to-be UFL players in August. So again, I give him credit. He's actually better than I thought he was when he signed that futures deal. But no, I don't think people are really going to be clamoring to trade for Skylar Thompson. And I don't think we've seen enough to throw out the entire vision of Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, Will Howard for developmental purposes, depth chart.
All right. The two of the rookies that people are talking about, obviously, Derek Harmon, Caleb Johnson. It's one preseason game. I understand that completely, but that's all we have to go by right now. I saw where Trey Essex said of Johnson looked a little tentative, might have left a little hay out there, I think he said. Grade both those players from their first impression debuts.
Oh, geez. I mean, I guess I'd give Harmon a B because he seemed fine, but he also didn't stand out in any way. Caleb Johnson, I'll give him a B minus, mainly the drop playing a factor there, and that's something that we've also seen on the practice fields. So, I mean, he's got to shore that up, no doubt. But I'm glad Essex said that, because sometimes me, as a lay person, you know, you give that take, and then if there's Caleb Johnsonberg on Twitter, they're going to be like, what the heck do you know about anything? So that's good that Trey Essex, who played, thought he kind of looked like a rookie, which is okay because he's a rookie. So, you know, I thought he had some good and some bad. You know, he did shake off Travis Hunter, which is nice. But, yeah, I think there's some other times where when you're a 6'1", 225-pound back or whatever he is, you kind of need to take care of that first guy yourself. And, you know, that's what you're there to do, especially when you're taken in the third round. So, yeah, I think it's going to get better for Caleb Johnson. But, you know, he looked a little, he looked like a rookie in his first preseason game.
Well, tell me this, and I'm not drawing conclusions from a preseason game, but it's all I've had to see. Does he have the explosion that Najee didn't have? Because it didn't look like it in that very small sample. It almost reminded me of Najee. Like, is this guy going to go 60 on a play? I don't know. Is he showing that in camp?
That's a good question because, you know, I think when he was coming out, a lot of people pointed to the rather pedestrian 40-yard dash time for him. But and I want to say, let me look that up really quick, but I want to say it was better when you looked at, like, the GPS numbers and the mile per hour that he was hitting in actual game action. Yeah, he was 4.57 in the 40, so that's not great. That's almost close to plotting speed for a running back. But we know there's a difference in track straight line speed and in-game speed with a helmet and pads on. So I think he might be a little bit of a build-up runner that way. But, you know, I think all things considered so far from what I've seen, more burst than Najee Harris, and, you know, the Steelers hope he has more home run hitting potential than Najee Harris, that's for sure.
Limits, may I engage Brian in a game of free association?
I would love you to.
Brian, does Skylar Thompson get traded or cut eventually?
I'm going to say cut eventually.
Are we to believe what we're seeing with Mount Washington? Is he going to be a legitimate part of the passing game?
Yes. But I don't think it's going to be hugely productive. I just think they'll use him more, and, you know, he'll still be able to make some of those plays in the red zone. So, yeah, I'm sort of in the middle on that one. Tentative, yes.
Calvin Austin, stock rising or falling?
Neutral, because he's injured or dealing with something, so he can't really go up, that's for sure.
Roman Wilson, rising or falling?
Rising after that preseason game. You actually felt his presence a little bit, which I think is a big thing for the second-year guy.
Concern level, Broderick Jones. 1, you're not concerned at all. 5, he's going to be replaced 3 games into the season.
2.
And then defensively, Keanu Benton, who sort of stayed in neutral last year, is he going to be a breakout player this year?
No, I don't think so. I think he's sort of plateauing a little bit. And that's, you know, I don't want to say that's necessarily a bad thing. I think he's still going to be a solid player for a second rounder, and he's going to do his job as the nose tackle. But I think Derek Harmon is probably already a better interior pass rusher than Benton. And, you know, he might just be more of a stopgap than a long-term piece on the D-line if he doesn't have that breakout year.
When does the Cam Holden end?
I'm going to go sooner than later, because it did get done sooner than later with TJ. So maybe there's a little bit more urgency and a little less hemming and hawing from the front office with these guys than there's been in the past.
Thank you, Mongoose.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Ryan Batko.
See you, Ryan.
And he does do a great job there at postgazette.com covering the Steelers from camp. You get all your answers. I'm a little worried about Caleb Johnson limits.
Yeah, me too.
Because something about that. Now it could be totally wrong. Okay? Could be totally wrong. It's like meeting somebody for 2 minutes at a party and you think you know them. But what I saw combined with that 40 time of 4.57, I hope it's not Najee part two. Dulac is raising this over and over again. He doesn't think these guys are as good as Najee. Like they're gonna be missing something. If they're unable to replace that, then what are they doing? I hope that Caleb Johnson is really good. My first impression wasn't great.
No, and it didn't really seem like he had much of a burst in that game. And if he found the right running lane, and he did make a good move on Travis Hunter. How much of a juke move was it? You can really question. He just kind of got to the outside quicker. So, yeah, I want to see more reps from him before ultimately we dub what we believe Caleb Johnson to be. But I wasn't impressed. Like, first impressions can truly mean something. Derek Harmon, I feel like we've talked the fewest about him than any first-round pick really in the last 5+ years, just because he's been solid, he's been consistent, there's been other things to talk about. Caleb Johnson needs to have a big run for us to have a little bit more assurance in him.
Coming up next, it's a Limitless Express. It's been a while, especially since you've heard the introduction, the award-winning introduction to this segment. And I know that Austin has some things about the Cleveland Browns and Shedeur Sanders. There's all kinds of things going around the NFL, especially the AFC, where a lot of the Steelers play up potential playoff competitors for a playoff spot anyway. There's big news in a bunch of different camps. We'll go over that.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He was the limitless wonder.
Thank you, a limitless wonder.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That's my favorite
That's
one.
That's your favorite one.
That was fast thinking on my part, Limits, was it not?
By far, Joe.
The you day that happened?
One of the kings of wit, my friend. And there's no doubt about it.
Well, how about the Dr. Dick one? That didn't make it? That gets cut every once in a while?
That's an all-time staple.
Yeah.
That it has to be pulled out of the vault on just rare occasions.
So. I'm glad you're back, Limits. In fact, I'm thrilled about it. You look great today.
I'm feeling good. We went 2-1 at our tournament. We played really well. We beat a two-time champ. We played really well against last year's champ. It was really fun being able to help a good charity, Slam T1D, helping those with type 1 diabetes. It was awesome.
That's fantastic. Intern Dom was trying to Wally Pip you right out of here.
Oh, I heard, yes.
We love Intern Dom. We do. He's a very, he's adorable, isn't he?
He's a charismatic man,
yeah.
Yes.
He's like a little teddy bear.
Very ambitious.
With big
man.
Opinions. Big yeah, opinions.
Huge opinions.
Yeah. Did you hear about some of those?
I did. I heard some of it. I was listening to some of the show on the way up. I listened to the entire show yesterday on the way back when I stopped at the Basketball Hall of Fame. I sent you that picture of Caitlin Clark.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I have always wanted to go to the Basketball Hall of Fame. What's the coolest thing you saw?
So I went to Cooperstown on the way up. I went to the Basketball Hall of Fame on the way back. They had a really cool, basically, section that was all dedicated to Kobe, where it was four different Kobe jerseys.
Wow.
They had two different video tributes to Kobe. They had his shoes, all his accomplishments. That was really cool. Being able to see a lot of the old-time gear from, like, the 1920s basketball, and I had no idea there were, like, AAU games and stuff like that all the way back in the 20s, and that's where AAU basketball started.
Yeah, Ron, that's where he got a job as a beat writer.
Yes,
coming out.
Seeing old basketballs that had laces, like, it looked like a football. We saw a basketball that had laces on it. Like, it was a football. I was like, what is this?
So that I wore, a basketball with laces.
A basketball with laces, like it was a football.
Was there a Bob McAdoo exhibit at all?
I did not see a Bob McAdoo exhibit, no.
Could you go to different portals and press a button and watch highlights of a guy?
You
stuff
could,
like
yes.
That?
Now, comparing it to the Baseball Hall of Fame where they had individual plaques, the Basketball Hall of Fame just has the names of the players, the contributors, whoever it was, and the year that they were inducted in their big like Hall of Honor is what they called it. They also had a special vault for the Celtics. I guess that was their display for the month.
What about for the month? Okay.
Yeah, it was like a special feature where they had the old trophy that they won in the 60s.
Yeah.
Like the original NBA trophy was in there. Jerseys from Larry Bird that were game worn, stuff like that. It was pretty awesome. It was smaller than I expected it to be. But the big highlight...
Is college basketball in there too?
Yes.
Okay.
College is in there. The WNBA is in there. And the NBA is in there.
Oh my God. The big highlight was what?
Probably seeing the Jordan exhibit as well. Seeing game worn Jordan jerseys, shoes, Kobe shoes, jerseys that
Did they
worn.
Recreate lockers like they do at the Football Hall of Fame? Like you could see Jordan's locker? Is that in the Hall of Fame?
No, so they don't do that at the Basketball Hall of Fame. They do that at Cooperstown, which is really cool to see. They had a Honus Wagner locker.
Any photos of Ron interviewing him?
No, unfortunately not. No one was able to capture that.
So but which was better and why?
Cooperstown was by far better.
Why?
Cooperstown had, maybe not by far, but it had more memorabilia. It had Cooperstown, it just felt endless. Like it was never going to end, which for me as a baseball junkie, I was completely fine with.
Did you steal anything?
No, I did not steal any memorabilia. And if I did, I would not tell you and the millions and millions of people that are listening. No.
Did you
they
see?
They have that stuff protected like it's Fort Knox.
I know. Did you see? Was there a Clemente exhibit?
There was a Clemente exhibit.
And what could you do? Could you press a button and see highlights there?
You could. You could see his. You could see his. There was a ton of Clemente stuff. There was Clemente's bat when he hit his 3,000th home run. Kenta Colvey's hat was there from the 79 World Series.
Oh.
A classic Stargell jersey was there. I got pictures of all of it. I wore my Clemente jersey to the museum. There were a lot of clippings from the newspaper as well.
Any Ron
I was
columns?
Looking for Ron. I was looking for Ron Cook's name. It didn't say anything, though, from when he hit his 3,000th, from when Clemente was picked in the Rule 5 draft. There was a ton of Clemente memorabilia And I was surprised by how small the Basketball Hall of Fame ultimately was. Like, the top floor had some memorabilia, but it was mainly just on the second floor. The first floor was a basketball court. That was really cool. So you could shoot around at what, like, the high school three-point line is, the WNBA three-point line, the college three-point line, and the NBA three-point line. And the Savvy Young Newshound got a couple of videos of me draining threes that I meant to send you, but now, my drive took forever and I forgot to send them.
What they should do, if it was bigger, is recreate some of the greatest courts in history. For example, what was the one from Hoop Dream? Not Hoop Dreams, Hoosiers. Hickory.
Oh, I'm blanking.
What was the school? Hickory something. I was going to say Hickory Heights. That's a golf course.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too.
They should recreate some of those gyms. They should have pieces of the parquet floor from Boston Garden. They should have pieces of the floor from the Fabulous Forum with the Showtime Lakers. They should have a lot of these things.
Well, what they did really well of is they had like the original basketball hoop that Naismith created, like was just a basket.
Yeah.
You could shoot into a basket and then you could
peach basket.
You could shoot into a peach basket on this court. Yes. That was a little bit separate from the actual like regular style
Ron
court.
Also had the only one-on-one with Naismith.
Yes, I heard it went very well.
It did.
Ron came up with the idea to have a wooden backboard as well. You could shoot on the wooden backboard.
Oh, my God.
And as I shot from deep there, you could just hear clank, clank off the backboard.
I want to go.
It sounded just so loud hitting it off of wood.
Now, the two I've been to are football and hockey, and I'll tell you the coolest thing from each. Ron and I did a show from the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton.
I worked that show.
You did?
Back here, I did, yes.
That was a
when
great
you guys were there.
Show. I mean, in terms of it being fun for Ron and
I. A lot
I.
of fun guests, too.
And other than the Steelers, we did the show because they were emphasizing, kind of like the Celtics, I guess, are a theme this month. The Steelers were the theme of the month there.
Yeah.
So you had things like the elevator controls from the day of the Immaculate Reception, how people, I think the chief himself was caught in the elevator, when it happened.
The roar.
They had the elevator control panel at the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I didn't see that when I was there.
But the coolest thing from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, there were two, was one, simply walking in to where all the busts were there.
Yeah.
It's like a darkened kind of room where the busts themselves are lit up. And I imagined somebody at their Hall of Fame speech said it was like Toy Story when, you know, in that movie at night, the toys start talking to each other.
Yeah.
He wondered if at night all these great players, you know, the busts of them started talking football at night. You know what I mean?
When we were there, we toured that for a long time, got some pictures by the Troy statue.
Yeah.
They actually brought out a Troy jersey for us to be able to hold. And also brought out, the Pro Football Hall of Fame did, a Steelers Super Bowl ring from Super Bowl 43 that we got to put on and get pictures with.
See, all that stuff.
That was awesome.
And the other coolest thing I saw there was the hologram. Did they have any? They had a Joe Namath hologram. So you'd be sitting in an old locker room, and Joe Namath was in front of you in hologram form making a speech about the greatness of football. Any of that type of thing at these other ones?
Yeah, so at Cooperstown, they had a video. Well, they did it both Hall of Fames. Cooperstown had a video at the very beginning with a ton of Hall of Famers that were giving anecdotes and quotes about what the game means to them and the history of it.
Like actual interview clips?
Oh,
Or hologram form?
Actual interview clips in like a huge theater, which was really cool. Like, they weren't just talking present day. They were going back and hitting like all the big points in baseball. And that was really cool to see. They also had current stuff. Like Paul Skeens' hat from the All-Star game last year was there.
Wow.
And Andrew McCutchen jersey was there. There was a lot of historic things. The Pirates are well represented in that Hall of Fame. It was also really cool to see at the Naismith Hall of Fame, they had the court from where Jordan made the shot in Utah.
That's
to clinch
the type. Oh boy!
The sixth championship.
Boy.
They had the court there.
That's amazing.
And they had it behind glass and everything. They also had a desk that you could sit behind and act like you were on the NBA on TNT.
Wow!
And you could act like you were Ernie Johnson saying, "And LeBron takes it into the basket, throws it up to AD, and Anthony Davis throws it down
with the highlight accompanying
With
it?
The highlight accompanying
See,
it, you
that,
could read highlights.
I was just going to tell you that was the coolest thing at the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. I went there many years ago. I think it was Mike Lang was getting inducted in the, you know, the media wing. and I went there and visited. And there were two great things there too. One was all the painted masks, goalie masks from history. We used to go to Mark Lewis's house when I was a kid because he was an artist and had all the different paints and stuff we needed. And we would paint our goalie masks for street hockey, like Jerry Cheevers with the stitches, yeah, where he would have gotten stitches if he had gotten hit with the puck. He put them on his mask. And the other cool thing was you could make a call like that. I forget who called it. The famous goal of Gretzky to Mario at the Canada Cup,
man,
all those years ago. Limits. You could have the exact highlight with the crowd and everything, and you called the goal, and then they replayed your call for you.
Could you do Al Michaels' call a miracle?
I don't
know. That would be really cool.
I don't know. I would be lying if I said yes, but I think so.
I'll send you a couple pictures. It was really cool when you first walked into Cooperstown. I don't know if you could see it, but they had a really nice memento for Dave Parker, where they had his bat.
That's cool.
They had a gold glove. They had a Parker red jersey. They had his batting helmet that was signed. They had his glove, a bunch of balls as well, and the plaque for when he won MVP. I don't know if you can see that through the glass.
Yeah,
but
I can.
It was pretty awesome.
And I always say, if you could pluck Dave Parker out of his prime, you know, 77 to 79, right in there, you'd have a hard time finding 10 baseball players who were more the epitome of a five-tool player than him at the very height of their powers. What, Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, you know, Ken Griffey Jr.
He was him.
Barry Bonds. He was him. He was one of those guys all time from when he was right in his prime.
I took a picture of the key to the city that was presented to player/manager Fred Clark in 1952.
Ron presented it.
Ron was there. He had the first interview with Mr. Clark.
We should have a fan hall of fame. Now that we've been around for 15 years, we should have the mics that Vinny and Cook used on their first show. We should have a piece of the parking lot where Seibel challenged me to a fight. We should have that. You should be able to press a button and get clips of, like, Ron Cook's famous Ron Jeremy thing, or Ron Cook's final show, right? We should have Malzi's hair from when he had hair. Just everybody can get a little tiny baggy with a little.
We should have Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
That may be the it's my favorite moment in 14 years here.
Favorite moment.
A fan hall of fame. Who would be your presenter, Limits?
My presenter,
yeah.
I'd be happy to get in the Hall of Fame. I have some years to go before I have my 7-year run here, Joe, being able to get in like many other candidates.
You could press a button, get intern Dom attacking Pomp on different occasions.
Well, you know that's happened very often, so there's very many clips that we could have for that.
Dom's swimming in the deep waters here. We need to send him back to the kiddie pool.
God, I love that.
I didn't insult Bob.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Sunny today, high of James Harrison, 92. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Again, I didn't sleep last night. Bailey, again, I don't know what the problem is here, had more blowouts than the 07 Patriots. So every
oh,
hour, one of us, he scratches at the door. One of us has to jump out of bed, go downstairs, and take him outside.
Did Bailey eat something bad?
I don't know what's going on with him.
Man.
We're going to have to take him to the vet at some point. Poor guy. Then he feels
Bailey.
Like he's ashamed when he comes back in. Does your dog ever look like
yeah,
that?
Muffin yeah, Muffin gets upset too and just wants to be left alone sometimes.
Muffin is a great name.
Muffin
for
is
your
the best.
Dog of all dogs needs to be named Muffin.
Muffin was so excited to see me when I arrived late last night. It was great.
Isn't that great when you come home and somebody's happy to see you as opposed to my wife who's never happy to see me?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.